Proclamation number 3747 of 20th of April, 1946. Significance of the work of redemption. You will never be able to comprehend the depth of my act of salvation, its comprehensive significance for eternity, on earth, for your intellect cannot grasp it as long as you have not been born again, and this to a high degree. Nevertheless, you will be able to understand that you would be lost for an infinitely long time without my redemption, for eternal times would pass in order to reach the degree which makes you worthy of the vision of God by yourselves, if you would reach it at all. But it would be more likely that you will sink ever deeper due to your weakness of will on earth, which cannot be remedied in the kingdom of the beyond without my help. I therefore came to this earth to redeem you from a state of torment and eternal hopelessness. What humanity in its weakness of will was unable to achieve for its spiritual salvation had to be achieved by the will of a human being if salvation was to come to the whole of humanity. You will be able to understand that, if humanity was to be helped, it had to be shown the path and that this task had to be solved by a human being, otherwise no one would make an effort to tackle a task if it did not appear humanly feasible to him. As a human being I had to exemplify life to them, and the human being who strives for redemption has to follow the human being Jesus. This requires an extremely strong will. Yet this was weak because at the time of my descent on earth humanity lacked faith in a God of love, wisdom and omnipotence. People's lack of faith was the cause of their weakened will, and therefore there was no salvation for them until they learned to believe and, with faith, also experienced strengthening of the will. And Roman 1, as a human being, sought to restore their faith. I instructed them, I worked miracles in order to prove to them the strength of faith. I gave them the final proof of the truth of my word. That I overcame death, that I rose as a human being to eternal life. And thus Roman 1, as a human being, also had to be willing to accept the most difficult death. The death on the cross, so that all people could take notice of it in order to also be able to recognize my resurrection from death as the crowning achievement, as the success of the strong will to reach God and faith in Him. In contrast to people I had to muster a strong will, I had to let myself be killed in order to give them the evidence that death is surmountable. And I accomplished this work in order to redeem people from their weakness of will, which means eternal death and eternal times of inconceivable torment. I died the most painful, bitter death for people on the cross because I wanted to lead them to eternal life. What the whole of humanity was unable to achieve had to be carried out by the love of a person who is strong-willed in contrast to humanity, whose will was completely weakened because it no longer believed. Because it lacked all contact with me and therefore I was unable to supply it with strength. And through the man Jesus I showed the whole of humanity the path on which it could draw unmeasured strength from me and thus also become free from the state of death. I accomplished the work of salvation as a human being not for one person but for all who believe. And earthly life is enough for them to release themselves from the state of death and attain eternal life. What no one is able to do on his own, He is able to do with me, in faith in the Divine Redeemer, in Jesus Christ, who died for people on the cross in order to make them overcomers of death. Anyone who believes in me has overcome death, for I died for him, and he can remedy his weakness of will with my help, with my grace, which I acquired through my death on the cross as a human being for the whole of humanity. and you will not taste death for eternity. Amen.